Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us. Well, we've got an email from David L. Hello, Aidan and Sabina. I recently contacted my previous employer for a reference. He's asked me to put something together. How do I write my own reference without exaggerating? Many thanks.
Okay. Well, you know, this is quite a common common thing to happen, to be quite honest with you. You know, ringing previous employees who are, or employers, sorry, who are really busy, it often is easier for them to do this very thing and say, do you know, will you just put a few words together for me and, you know, I'll kind of put my name to it. I suppose the thing is, you know, even, you know, how do I not exaggerate blow it up maybe out of proportion a bit. The thing is that the employer or former employer will have to see it. So if you've really over-egged it, they should spot that fairly quickly. But what I would say generally is to stick to the facts, and you can't really go wrong. And part, I suppose, of what a good reference letter needs to be is you need a letter that, you know, from somebody who has had obviously a positive experience with you, but obviously has somewhat of, you know, standing. There might be a manager, maybe the owner of a business or a supervisor or something like that. You know, if a potential employer is looking for it, they also want to know what kind of work you did there. So, you know, that's all quite factual as well. And then I think a good example, because sometimes reference letters, and I don't know if you found this, Aidan, they can tend to be, you know, she was dedicated, committed, you know, and it's just a kind of a random list of words, to be honest. It would be much better if your listener could maybe call on a couple of examples, specific examples, where they excelled at, you know, being a team lead, team player, or maybe where they showed some leadership skills or something.
Isn't there always a difficulty here, of course, that, that, you know, the employer might be inclined to say X, Y, Z and W about basically an employee who's essentially leaving or has left. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, to be asked to write your own reference is very unwise as well. And that an employer may be very busy, but nonetheless, is it fair for the employee or the ex-employee to actually say to the employer, look, I really don't want to do that. I would just be very happy if you could sit down for 5 minutes and put together an A4 page reference setting out what you really think of me during the 5 or 6 years I was an employee of yours?
Well, I think if you didn't want to kind of go down through the full letter, I would suggest, rather than do the kind of the no, I'd rather, you know, and go back to them, I would rather maybe say, I wouldn't be fully confident maybe in writing my own reference letter, but here are a few bullet points that I'd like you to cover maybe. Mm. Now, because the other thing as well, this could be where the person is going for a specific job, and there might be a couple of nuggets in there, we'll say, within the job specification that they're going for, or that they've, you know, maybe been interviewed for, that they would like particularly mentioned, you know, maybe flexible working hours, all that kind of stuff. And maybe you might, you know, ask a past employer to do that specifically. If it's a more general one, well, then you can stick to more general type of headings. But so I suppose if you were just saying to the employer, well, you know, I'd really rather if you were able to give this a bit of time, you know, starting with, you know, what your role was. You know, so who is this letter coming from? You know, what your position was in relation to me. You know, I managed Michael for, you know, 8 years at such and such. In his role as whatever he was, you know, general operative, assistant manager, trainee manager, whatever it might be. And then, you know, so stating, okay, the facts of it, the length of time, ideally, because that's important and it backs up what you have in your CV as well. And then to go into the specific tasks that the individual or the person, like your listener, was responsible for, which in most cases, you know, unless it's been a while since he left that company and is going back to somebody that he worked with sort of 5 or 6 years ago, that would be a bit hard sometimes to pull it out of the memory. But, you know, generally what the main tasks that person performed. But as I say, if you could get them to just personalise it slightly with, you know, I'd be really grateful if you'd mention the time I organised the conference that 200 people came to or something or whatever it was.
Just one final thought on this, and it's apropos of a text that has come in. If an employer allows a former employee or a departing employee to write his or her own reference, mm-hmm. and the contents of it are just signed by the employer without any real consideration of the contents, is there a liability on an employer then who might suddenly be told by the next employer, well, I don't know what you were saying in your reference, but everything you said in your reference is utterly untrue about this particular individual because she's proving to be a disaster?
Yeah, well, you definitely could. I mean, you know, you'd absolutely, as an employer, if you're handing over that kind of responsibility, want to be very clear that whatever comes back to you needs to be proofread, you know, word for word. And maybe even if it was a case, we'll say, for example, where the person hadn't worked with the company for 5 or 6 years, to go and talk to a colleague just to kind of jog the memory between two people maybe and say, ooh, that conference did go well, but it certainly wasn't all down to them or whatever, you know.
Right.
So maybe pull back on that, you know, he or she assisted with it and it was a great success, but, you know, rather than sort of put it all down to that person. But absolutely, an employer who hands over that responsibility has to take it back when they're signing their name to it, for sure.
So it's important for an employer to be quite careful about something like this.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, Aidan, they do it quite a lot.
But
they do it quite
Sabina,
a lot.
When I was an employer myself, I don't know how many occasions I simply said to previous employees, look, our departing employees, look, type it up yourself and I sign it. Not thinking about it, but not even looking at it. So it happens on a regular basis, no question about it.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does. And your caller, your listener would be just one of many listening in that would resonate with them for sure.
Very good. We must leave it there. Sabina Trench, thank you very much indeed for joining us as always, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday evening.
Okay, great to talk to you.
And a very good evening to you.